2 Baby the Fat Mac, the almighty 3XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. The Mac City Limits, man. Y'all motherfuckers, I swear, boy. Man, you know, y'all, I mean, I don't want to sound elitist or I don't want to sound bourgeois and shit, man, but y'all just, I mean, y'all be wanting the same old shit, man, the same old topics, the same old shit that motherfuckers done regurgitated 100 million times, man, you know what I mean? And, I mean, I don't know, man. Shit. I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is, man, and really, I probably shouldn't even be saying this shit, you know, because, like I said, I'm going to come off like I'm some sort of smart-ass nigga, some elitist-ass asshole, whatever, but some of the shit y'all be asking, man, I be thinking, you know, nigga, this shit is elementary, man. Like, how the fuck don't you know this and how the fuck don't you know that? You've been living up under a rock, nigga, you know what I mean? Y'all should see some of the emails I get, man. I'm like, god damn, dog. Whoa. And I always try and stick by the old, you know, philosophy that there's no such thing as a stupid question and shit, but I don't know, man. You know, I guess that's just my age showing, man. You know, with age comes wisdom, and I become wise beyond my years doing what I do, man. You know what I mean? So, without further ado, I guess we'll get into the brass tacks. We'll get into what this show is about today. Today, the show is, it's all about, you know, is your woman cheating on you, man? You know what I mean? There's a lot of shit that you should be aware of. You know what I mean? And there's, like, no such thing as absolutes. You know what I mean? If you catch your woman doing any of these things, more than likely, she's probably cheating on you. But like I said, there's no such thing as absolutes. It may just be some innocent ass shit. You know what I mean? So that's what it is today, man. We're going to go ahead. We're going to talk about, is your woman goddamn sucking on the next nigga's member? You know what I mean? I really need to try and stop cussing, man. You know, I'm going to go through this forever and a day with y'all, man. And I know y'all probably tired of hearing me talk about that, you know, the cursing and the, you know. Yes, man. My speech skills is, you know, they satisfactory, man. But there's a lot of things I wish I could change. But when I get in the flow mode, man. Yeah, I'm going to cuss and I'm going to say, you know, about 1 million damn times, you know. So please bear with me, man. You know, God, you know, I can't do it. And I'll be sincerely trying to stop this shit. But anyway, let me get on with the show, man. First of all, I'd like to say, we want to get to the point where we don't have to worry about your female cheating on you, man. And basically, this is real simple to do. Basically, just pay her some attention, man. Alright? Just pay her some attention. Now, I didn't say kiss her ass. I didn't say, you know, just give her everything she wants and do everything she wants to do or whatever. You know, that's the exact opposite of what you need to do when it comes to a female, because you're never going to be able to please them any fucking way. And, you know, shit. So basically, what I'm saying is just pay them some attention. I'm speaking from experience here. That's how me and my wife ended up separating, because I never paid her no attention. Now, in the event that you do pay her some attention, like I said, that doesn't necessarily mean you got to kiss her ass or do anything that she says do. I mean, you can take the reins of control and y'all can do whatever you want to do. But as long as you're spending time with her, right, it's all good. So spend time with your female, spend time with your broad, show her some attention, even if it may be negative attention. All right, like I said, they would rather feel bad than feel nothing at all. Remember that. And I know a lot of females is probably saying, nigga, that's bullshit, but bitch, fuck you. I know what I'm talking about, and I'm standing on it like a rock. You feel me? So yes, pay your woman some attention. You know, listen to what she has to say. You don't necessarily mean you gotta take none of this shit serious, but, you know, just spend time with her. That will show and prove, that will basically, for the most part, keep her ass out the streets. You know what I mean? All right, now, so like I said, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to kiss her ass. Spending time with them does not necessarily equate to doing whatever the fuck she wants to do. And like I told you, whenever you do any kind of shit like that, where you do anything she wants to do and everything she wants to do, and you're being nice to her and all that kind of shit, you're also in danger of losing your broad like that too. Because like I said, you know, you're going to be in a situation where you're not going to be able to please her any goddamn way. And females, for some reason, I guess they are programmed not to be logical. They're programmed to be emotional. So they're more likely going to attach themselves to the dude that's giving them the most drama, that's giving them the most headaches, that's giving them the most bullshit. Okay? Now, like I said, you got to keep that shit in, you got to keep it all in perspective, man. You can't be an asshole 100% of the time, because a lot of y'all niggas misconstrue that shit. You know, it's kind of like watching a movie. If you're watching a movie and it's like high octane all through the goddamn movie, that's kind of, you know, you're not really interested in that kind of movie, man. You want a movie with peaks and valleys, man. You want low points, you want high points. You know, what gives a roller coaster its thrill? Okay, the roller coaster gives you its thrill because it has low points and high points. You see what I'm saying? It has peaks and valleys, and that's basically what you want to do with your woman, with your broad. You want to give her peaks and valleys. You want to give her highs and lows. You want to give her good days. You want to give her bad days. You want to switch that shit up. You want to be the nice guy. You want to be the asshole. Got to keep the bitch guessing, okay? This is what's going to keep you in the game with your female, okay? Gonna show her some attention. You're gonna be attentive, but then again, that doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna basically give her the world and you're gonna treat her like a queen and all that kind of shit. Just show her some attention, whether it's good attention or bad attention. This will keep the next nigga in the streets, you know, off your bitch's back. All right, because man, if you neglect her and you do not pay her any attention, the next nigga is waiting to come up and bone your chick, man. You know, that's just the way it is. And I know a lot of you cats out there thinking, oh man, not my bitch. My bitch will never do it. No. Hey, there's no such thing as never, man. All right. Because, you know, I was with my woman shit for 21, 22 years. And man, I kept her on lock with my attitude, with my little pimping and my little macking and all that kind of shit. And I didn't think she was ever going to go anywhere, man. You know what I mean? But I soon stopped paying her attention. I didn't say shit to her. I just kind of ignored her. I'm just like, hey, whatever. Get out my face. Go do what you do. Leave me alone. I mean, true indeed, I was being an asshole, but I wasn't spending no time with her. You know what I mean? And when you do that to a broad, man, she gonna get some time and attention from another motherfucker, man. So do yourself a favor. If you love your woman and if you really, you know, you really attached to her, you really have a some sort of relationship that you hold dear, man, you better pay her some attention. Listen to what I'm telling you. Pay that woman some attention, man, because she gonna be in the wind. The next nigga, he's out there, he's waiting to stick some dick to her, and then once that happens, boy, especially if you fuck her real good, nigga, it's curtains. Okay? So, once again, man, that's what we talking about today. We talking about ways to see if your woman is cheating. But before we went into that, I wanted to just lay the groundwork and let y'all know how to keep your woman from cheating. You know what I mean? Like, there's no such thing as absolutes. But in the event that she was thinking about it or whatever, these are some things that you could do, you know, to try and keep her happy and try and keep her content. And the main thing is just to give her time and attention, man. So with that said, this is the Fat Mac, the Almighty 3XL, coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. God damn it, we gonna take a break. I'll be back.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Take you home or escape. Ooh, I need your backspace in my life. Thank God you don't have a flat screen. Please, baby, I got to see you. And I really want to please you. So get on my laptop so I can download. To use my F keys, yeah. I can't wait to give you megabytes. I got all the memory you need. Let my fingers do the talking, baby, please. Baby, I got to see you. I really want to please you. So get on my laptop so I can download. Baby, say yes, babe. Say yes, babe. Say yes, baby. Got to say, ooh, say yes, baby. Say yes, baby. Got to say yes. Yes, say. Please, baby, I got to see you. I really want to please you. So get up on me, baby. Get up on me.
Today we slowing it down, man. You know, usually I'm throwing some old school hip hop or some of that newfangled ass finger snapping ass rap bullshit or whatever, man. You know, but today we slowing it down, man. We're gonna slow it down today, get motherfuckers pondering and thinking on this subject, man. So without further ado, man, we're gonna talk about ways to see or ways to figure out if your woman is cheating. These are some clues and some signs that you can look at to see if your woman is out of pocket, man. So without further ado, number one, clue number one to know if your female may be out of pocket fucking around out there in the streets with the next nigga will be watch out for changes in her routine. Once again, I said clue number one is watch out for changes in her routine. If, you know, she has a job or she has a set sort of routine throughout the day when she come home, take care of the kids and do all this other kind of shit, you know what I mean? She has a steady pattern that she's been fucking with for like 2 or 3 years or maybe all her life, then all of a sudden the routine changes up, you know what I mean? I don't know, maybe she stops coming home directly after work, you understand what I'm saying? And she probably has maybe 2 hours of just downtime, or should I say missing time, you know what I mean? Yeah, man. I mean, just and she gets, maybe she's saying she's got a new hobby, like say bowling, like my bitch did, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she's going bowling and shit, man, and all of a sudden she's like, oh well, me and the girls are going bowling and I won't be home for a couple hours, and you're like, okay, have fun, honey, you know what I'm saying? Some shit like that, you know, just some abrupt changes in the routine, man, you know what I'm saying? She may get a hobby or whatever, but you know, like in my case, you know, I told my broad, hey, get off my case, get out my face, go do something with yourself, get you a motherfucking hobby, you know what I'm saying? That's exactly what she did. Now, what a woman will do, right? I mean, especially, I mean, because I gave her the ammunition to just stone skull fuck me, you know what I mean? I told her to go get a hobby. Once she got the motherfucking hobby, which was bowling, she could use that as an excuse to creep off and go fuck the next nigga. You understand what I'm saying? She was just like, oh, I gotta go bowl such and such, and I gotta go to the next state, or I gotta go to the next city. And all that kind of shit. Now, she may or may not have actually been going bowling, but due to the fact that I knew that she was actually bowling, you know what I mean? You know, there's really no way to check on that shit unless I ride shotgun with the bitch and go bowling with her. And I wasn't about to do that. You understand what I'm saying? But yeah, man, watch for changes in routine. You know, certain things that she does during the day that she's always done, then all of a sudden she switches it up. You know what I mean? You know, be, you know, just be cognizant of that. Look at that kind of shit. Also, number two, wow, man. I mean, this is an obvious one and shit. Watch out for sudden interest, you know, in her looks. Like, you know, she want to go to the gym now. You know, she getting her hair done like every week. Wanting to get tattoos and piercings and all this kind of shit. Now, once she, especially, you know, if it's a broad that's been in a long-term relationship, like being in a marriage or whatever, and you know how it is when you get to a relationship, you get complacent and you be like, you know, whatever the fuck. But then all of a sudden, you meet somebody new and everything is all brand new and it's exciting and, you know, the hormones get to raging and all that kind of shit. You know, and a bitch, just like a dude, you know what I mean? You know, they're going to try to put their best foot forward. All of a sudden, now you're going to be naked in front of somebody that you're not really used to. You know, you want to look your best, you know what I mean? You want to go to the gym, you want to try and tone up, you want to keep your hair done. Now this bitch, and I'm speaking from experience, you know, this is all shit that my bitch did, my wife, when she met the next nigga, okay? And then all of a sudden, this bitch talking about she want to get a tattoo. The bitch came home with a fucking tongue piercing. And I'm thinking, whoa, hey. What the fuck is this shit? I'm like, bitch, you damn near 40 and you get your tongue pierced? You know, watch out for that shit, man. If your bitch come home, I mean, goddamn, man. I mean, she lost weight. She had lost like 40 pounds, man. She was looking good. Hair was done every week. Bitch came home with a tongue piercing. Then the bitch talking about, oh yeah, and if I lose another 5-10 pounds, I'm gonna get a tattoo on the small of my back. And I'm like, nah, bitch, something's afoot. You know what I mean? So yeah, watch out for that shit, man. You know, if your broad is at taking extra special care of her looks, you know what I mean? And then, like I said, the hair game, the nails, and just, I mean, looking impeccable, man. You need to analyze that shit. Seriously, because more than likely she's trying to impress some motherfucker, you feel me? And more likely it ain't you, especially if you're not paying her no goddamn attention. All right, so you know, that was clue number two, man. We're gonna go down to number three. Is she being extra nice to you? Like I said, speaking from personal experience, man, all of a sudden, man, when my bitch started fucking around with the next nigga, I would wake up, right, in the morning, and this bitch would bring me breakfast in bed. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? She looking all good, smelling all good. You know, she about to leave early in the morning to go, quote unquote, bowling. And this bitch brings me breakfast in bed. Hey, baby, here's breakfast. I love you. Then the bitch skips off smiling and all happy and shit. And you like, oh, hey, wait a minute. No. What the fuck's going on here? Bitch leaving looking all good, smelling all good and shit, bring me breakfast in bed. Basically what that is, man, the bitch got a guilty conscience, you feel what I'm saying? And to try and help appease that, you know what I mean, because she feel bad, you know. I mean, if she got a conscience and if she really give a fuck about you, you know what I'm saying, she gonna try and appease that conscience by doing something nice for you, you know what I mean? You're like, I'm cheating on my nigga, I'm going out sucking on the next nigga's dick, the least I could do is cook my baby some breakfast and bring it to him in bed. So while I'm out here sucking on this next nigga's dick, I don't feel so bad. You understand what I'm saying? So yeah, that's clue number three, man. She being extra sweet, extra nice, nicer than usual. You're like, man, you know, you really going out your way to really, you know, be nice to a motherfucker and to do shit for a nigga. Like, what, you know, man, red flag right there, man. Like I said, if she doing shit she usually don't do, man, you know what I'm saying? You watch that shit, man. Once again, is she being extra nice to you? Now, let's go to number four. Number four would be, is she making excuses? I ain't gonna say that, because see, that ain't really got nothing to do with a long-term relationship, man. I put this rule in here. Is she making excuses not to see you? Right? Well, you know, that really applies to, you know, people that's really not in, you know, should I say committed relationships, man. You know what I mean? That's more like somebody you just met and shit, man. But, you know, you can look at that too. You know, if you just meet a broad and then y'all trying to fuck around or whatever, and then all of a sudden the bitch lose interest and then she making excuses not to see you, but that's not necessarily got anything to do with her fucking with the next nigga. She just may not want to fuck with you. You know what I mean? She may have thought that you was this person when you actually turned out to be that person. You know, she might have got disappointed in your swag or whatever, and she don't want to fuck with you. So, I mean, that's something that you can kick around, man. You know, if she making excuses not to see you, but, you know, that ain't really got anything pertinent or really anything to do with a long-term relationship. So let's gloss over that. You know, that's self-explanatory. That's elementary school shit. Okay, and this was a good one. Number five, man. Clue number five, and I know all of y'all done dealt with this shit, man. This is the coup de grace of all bullshit. Watch out for the phone games, man. You know what I mean? If the bitch never answers her phone, she's always talking about her phone was dead, or she was somewhere that didn't have no service, or she left her phone in the car, you know what I mean? Because she had to leave it on the charger or some kind of shit like that. You know, especially with my bitch, I found that during certain parts of the day, she didn't want to answer her fucking phone. You know what I mean? Like, okay. You know, it was kind of getting repetitive, and it was getting really, what's the word I'm looking for, man? It was just some elementary school shit. I'm like, damn, bitch, you can at least switch the game up a little bit, you know, because it was obvious that she was seeing this nigga the same time every day. You know what I mean? Since he had a job, you know. So basically what happened was she was creeping off seeing this motherfucker while he was on his lunch break and shit. And so I guess while she had the nigga dick in her mouth or whatever, you know, she didn't want to answer the phone when she got a nigga dick in her mouth. Can't have that shit. You feel me? So, you know, just don't answer the phone. And if you don't answer the phone, you know, you can always plead the fifth. You can always say something, some bullshit to cover that on up. You know what I mean? Oh, my phone was dead. Oh, I didn't have service. Or, you know, y'all know the motherfucking routine, man. You know, that's clue number five, man. Watch out for the fucking phone games and shit, man. Just a Fat Mac motherfucker telling y'all what's going on when your broad cheating on you. Okay? You know, ain't nobody immune to this shit. God damn it. Y'all motherfuckers act like I'm the only nigga that goddamn got played and shit. At least it took my bitch 20 years to do it. Or at least that I know about. You know, you bitches is cold with that creep shit, man. Y'all motherfuckers, I swear, boy. Whoo, y'all good at that creep shit. Nobody know more than me. I done been in many a hotel with a bitch while she was on the phone with her nigga. Come on, baby, I love you. I miss you, boo. I love you. And, you know, as soon as she hang up the phone, she jump in the bed. She start licking on my nuts. You know what I mean? So, hey, man, everybody got their time to shine. And everybody got their time to fall. You know what I mean? And like me and my nigga Tone say, everybody play the fool sometime, nigga, shit. And yeah, nigga, you gonna be next. Motherfucker, shit, here we go. Let me tell you something. This is another one that really, now this one kind of pissed me off and shit. Clue number six would be, watch out for new sexual techniques that you and your bitch usually never do. You know what I mean? It's like, when I was with my wife and shit, you know, it was pretty much basic. You know, you married for 20 years, you know, it's just regular shit. It's just missionary, bus, skeet, skeet, go to sleep. You know what I mean? Then all of a sudden, this bitch start coming home talking about, okay, this is what we gonna do. I want you to just lay back and close your eyes. And I'm just gonna rub you, and I'm gonna massage you, and I'm gonna play with you, and I'm gonna, you know, bring you to arousal, but I'm not gonna let you climax, and, you know, and you're gonna do the same to me. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? What? You know, we need to develop sexual tension, and, you know, we're going to rub and caress, and we're going to, I'm like, hey, well, where the fuck is this shit coming from? You know what I mean? Where is this shit coming from? And then there was a situation where she usually jacks me off, right? Forgive me if this is a little too graphic, right? But, I mean, when you with somebody so long, you know, you get used to certain techniques or certain things that they do to you, you know what I mean? And she usually jacked me off with a certain technique, you know what I mean? But during the time where I felt that she was playing with another nigga's dick, right, she switched up the hand jack technique to the point where it didn't feel right, you know what I mean? It was like she was used to having a different dick in her hand, you know what I mean? So when she was fucking with mine, it seemed like she forgot how to jack me off. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, it don't feel right. It don't feel the same. You know what I mean? You're not doing it the way you usually do it. You know what I mean? And I'm just so cold with that kind of shit, man, with feeling out difference in differences in techniques and differences in just everything, man. Different patterns when it comes to people and relationships and all that kind of shit. I'm real sensitive to that shit. So I felt that, man. I'm like, damn, this bitch is not jacking me off the way she usually jacks me off. It's like she's used to handling a different tool, you feel me? And I'm like, and plus it just felt different in bed, man. I was in bed with her and I didn't feel the love like I usually felt it, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow. You know, it was just less affection. You know what I mean? You know, hey man, you with somebody for so long, nigga, you know. You know what I mean? But you know, you as a man, you trying to deny it and you trying to put it out your head, you know? So all right, okay. Let's move on to number 7, nigga. Okay, well, this basically goes with number 6, man. I was just talking about clue number 6. Watch out for new sexual techniques that you and your bitch usually never do. You know what I mean? She might try a new position or some shit that she never has done or never thought of before. But all of a sudden, since she fucking with this nigga, you know, he doing different shit. And she subliminally bringing it into your bedroom and you're like, hey, where is this shit coming from? So you know that's number 6. So we skip to number 7, which is basically the exact opposite of 6. She don't want to fuck you no more. Look out for that shit, man, cause man, when that happens, nigga, it's a wrap, cuz for real. You may as well, like everybody always say in the Mac game, charge it to the game, nigga. Shit, it's over, motherfucker. And basically, my bitch got to that point. She didn't want to fuck me no more, man. So, if you got your bitch and all of a sudden she has little or no interest in fucking with your penis, man, it is a sad day because the next nigga got your bitch. The next nigga is putting it down on your bitch, man. So, handle it like a man. Don't go out like no sucker. Don't kill her. And don't try and look for the nigga and kill him. You know, shit, just chalk it up as an L, man. You know, cause more likely you brought it on yourself by ignoring the bitch. So just motherfucking move on to something better. Fuck the bitch. Know what I mean? So that's what you do. So yeah, clue number 7 is an obvious one, man. So if she don't wanna fuck you no more, take a hint. Okay, let me see. Also watch out for, you know, her friends, man, trying to co-sign and shit, man. You know what I mean? I've experienced this a couple times where, you know, my wife, she out bowling and shit, and or supposedly out bowling, and then her girlfriend will call and be like, Big Mike, Lynette can't come home right now because she doing another bowling, or she bowling another game or some bullshit. You know what I mean? That's the most alibi shit. I'm like, nah, bitch, put my wife on the motherfucking phone. Let me talk to her, you know what I mean? Well, she can't talk right now because she's in the middle of bowling the game, man. Motherfuck that. Put the bitch on the phone. I'm losing signal. You're breaking up. I can't hear. Yeah, bitch, whatever, man. So that's what I'm saying, man. Basically, I mean, what was probably going down was she probably at the hotel gobbling this nigga's nuts, and she probably called one of her girls and be like, you know, you gonna be my alibi, call Big Mike, tell him that I'm actually bowling and doing another game, and I won't be home for another couple hours. You feel me? Shit. So I mean, it is what it is. Watch out for, you know, your bitch's friends trying to co-sign, trying to alibi for her. You know what I mean? Don't fall for that shit. If they ever call on that, tell them, hey, put my bitch on the phone. You know what I mean? Shit. And even if she do get on the phone, that's still no guarantee that, I mean, shit, it is what it is. Hell, she could be sitting right there with the nigga getting fucked and you wouldn't know it. You know what I mean? Trust me, I know. Trust me, because I have been that other nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, nigga, I've been on both sides of the fence, motherfucker. Don't think it can't happen to you. Yeah, yeah. And then number 10 is kind of basic ass shit, man, but hey, mysterious male friends getting mentioned, you know what I mean? If all of a sudden somehow somewhere you hearing about, you know, oh, my friend such and such, you know, and he happens to be a male or a man that he gets introduced into the game, you know, get introduced to your girl, your wife or whatever, and she's talking about him, and she may not even be talking to him about you. You might overhear the shit on the phone and shit. Nigga, watch that shit. Oh yeah, cause you know, motherfuckers in the Mac game, no, ain't no such thing as male friends. Hell nah, nigga, you watch that shit, man, for real. Niggas sniffing around your bitch, you know what I mean? So with all this shit right here, man, I mean, it's kind of like 10 tips. And if you got all this shit going on simultaneously, oh, it's all bad for you, cuz. You know what I mean? Shit. Like I said, watch out for changes in her routine. Watch out for sudden interest in her looks, like going to the gym, getting her hair done more frequently. She wanting to get tats, wanting to get piercings. You know, anything to try and make her look more attractive. Getting her nails done more often, you know, getting manicured and pedicured, just all out the blue. Like, what the fuck, bitch? You know, number three, is she being extra, extra nice to you? Fuck, you know, watch out for that shit. Ain't nothing but a move to try and appease her conscience, man. You know, try and alleviate her guilt about her going to the hotel, eating the next nigga's dick. You know what I mean? So watch out for that shit. Like I said, watch out for phone games. You know, she never answers her phone, always talking about her phone dead, the phone is in the car on the charger, I ain't got no service. You know, too much of that shit going on, you know, especially in certain periods of the day, nigga, it's on. Your bitch is fucking around. Watch out for, you know, new sexual techniques that you and your bra don't ever do, new sexual positions, new philosophies as far as sex. Getting introduced to the game, you know, where is this bitch getting this shit from? Watch that shit. More likely, the next nigga done, you know, hipped her to some new shit, some new tricks, man. And she subliminally bleeding that shit over into your bedroom, man. And you better hope that's going on, because the next motherfucking clue is just, it's all bad for you. Like I said, number seven, she don't want to fuck you no more. And that's when niggas usually trip out, want to grab the pistol, want to go kill somebody and shit, you know what I mean? Nigga, just let it go. You know, there's plenty of pussy out here, man, for real. Just let the shit go. Move on to the next bitch, for real. So, you know, watch out for, you know, her being missing in action. Lost hours, lost times that she can't account for, you know what I mean? You know, watch out for her friends trying to be her alibi and co-sign for her. All that kind of shit. Watch out for mysterious male friends popping up on her phone or, you know, just getting mentioned. You just watch out for all that shit, man. All this shit together is bad for you, nigga. It's over with. Your bitch is getting dicked down by another motherfucker. And more likely because you neglected her. More likely because you didn't spend no time with her. You know what I mean? All because you thought that she was gonna be there forever, no matter what the fuck you did. But that ain't true, cuz. You know what I mean? Yeah. For real, like I said, it took mine 20 years, but nigga, she did bounce. Motherfuckers, so yeah, they will bounce on your ass, man. Ooh-wee. Well, anyway, man, hope y'all enjoyed this motherfucking show, man. Once again, I'm cursing, and I'm saying you know about 1,000 motherfucking times, motherfucker. And like I said, I want to say what's up to my nigga, Taylor Made over there at ChronicCastBlogspot.com. I want to say what's up to Young Dope Man, ThrowbackBitch.com. ChronicGirls.com, Conceited808.com, you know what I mean? Shit, saying what's up to that nigga, Mr. Wriggler. You know, we giving out the shout-outs and shit. Saying what's up to my nigga, Tone, you know what I mean? Tony Dreamer. Saying what's up, Minister of Love, DKG, the Knowledge Gangster, my nigga Big D. Fuck, man. Saying what's up to Side Trick John, nigga. Hey, get that white bitch in, man, John, come on, nigga. Get that white bitch up in here, man, so she can put in work. Quit trying to hoard all the white pussy, man. Nigga, I know you hoarding it. God damn it. Anyway, yeah, that's what's up. That's what's going on, man. The Fat Mac, the Almighty 3XL, coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. The Mac City Limits, man. And that, hey, once again, man, pay attention to your broad, man. If you really love her and you really care, give her some time, give her some attention, man. You know what I mean? To help keep out the clutches of them niggas in the streets, man, because they waiting. They just waiting for you to fuck up so they can jump on your shit, man. All right, man, we out.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
started to lose your love for me. And if so, will you still continue to be on my side? Tell me if you still care about me. Tell me if you still care about me. I was so insecure with you. Did you still want me? So I let go of the feeling that you were still on me.
the fun for? What you ask the fun for?